Gareth, we've come out onto the main road now. It's Wednesday afternoon. It's bin collection day and there are a number of bins down the pavement. Now, I'm going to walk down with ice with the pavement. How do I make sure I'm going to get down to the other end without crashing into these bins?
So you're going to use the skills you've just practiced on the obstacle course, where you're going to follow the movement of Ice's handle that she's wearing on the harness.
Forward.
And tell her forward.
Ice forward.
That's great. And as Ice sets off...
I know there's bins here.
She's going to guide you around safely.
And presumably if this was a route I was walking every week, she would even maybe get used to the fact that she knows on Wednesday to expect maybe bins in the road.
Yeah, I think certainly the dogs do begin to learn their routes.
Felt there that we did almost like a 90 degree turn where so clearly there was a bin which we've gone round.
Yeah, exactly. Almost as soon as we started, there was actually a hazard straight away in front of you. Now, it would have been very easy for Ice to be distracted by everything that's going on today, but immediately she recognised the danger and pushed you over to the right-hand side, pushing you past the bin. That's the turn you felt.
Gareth, we've continued walking down the road. There's a pelican crossing coming up, which I'm going to be crossing. Now, how would I know where that crossing is? How do I become aware of that each week?
The easiest thing for identifying the crossing up ahead is there's what's called tactile paving. So that's little bobble paving on the ground that you would actually feel through the soles of your shoes.
Ice is walking in front of me. She's gone ahead.
That's right.
So now I can actually hear the beep of the pelican crossing, so I know I'm getting close to it.
That's perfect, Richard. And so that's something that you might get useful.
Ice is walking forward.
It lets you know certainly the crossing is getting close.
I can feel the bumps.
Ah,
so
great. So you would tell Ice to wait at that point.
Ice, wait.
Good.
Left to the curb, Ice.
There she goes.
Crikey, that's amazing. She's gone.
She's stopped immediately at the curb edge.
Yeah, I can feel that.
And when you stop with her, that's going to make sure that you're not anywhere near that road crossing. Then immediately to your right is the control box for the actual crossing itself.
So I wait with Ice now. Good
Absolutely.
Girl, Ice. Good girl.
One of the things though, Richard, just when because you hear the bleep instantly, we'd still encourage people to listen to the sound of the traffic. Make sure it stops.
I can hear it bleeping.
And forward.
So Ice is forward. So Ice is taking me over the road now. Now I can hear that. This is real faith in your dog, because I know I'm walking through stationary cars on a main road now. And now I can feel the pavement on the other side. So I'm back on the bobbles, so I know that. So wait, Ice. Good girl.
Good.
Gareth, my blindfolded dog walk is over with Ice. And what I've learned today is it's about putting faith in the dog, but also I have to be almost as aware and directionally about where I'm taking her.
Yeah, you've got that absolutely right, Richard. You followed Ice well. You gave her that trust. And because you did that, she kept you safe. But you're right. You also needed to know where you're going and to direct her as well.